Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate
vasudevaya. Tasya karagrat satu kanduko yada.
Tasya karagrat satu kanduko yada.
Gato viduram tan anuvrajat sriya.
Gato viduram tan anuvrajat sriya.
Vasa satu sasutram lagu maruto harad.
Vasa sasutram lagu maruto harad.
Bhavasya devasya kalinu kilanu pasyataha. When the ball leaped from her hand and fell at a distance, the woman began to follow it, but as Lord Shiva observed these activities, a breeze suddenly blew away the fine dress and belt that covered her. Next verse. Thus Lord Shiva saw the woman, every part of whose body was beautifully formed, and the beautiful woman also looked at him. Therefore, thinking she was attracted to him, Lord Shiva became very much attracted to her. Purport. Lord Shiva was observing every part of the woman's body, and she was also glancing at him with restless eyes. Thus Shiva thought that she was also attracted to him, and now he wanted to touch her. Lord Shiva is good sense taken away by the woman because of lusty desires to enjoy with her, became so mad for her that even in the presence of Bhavani, he did not hesitate to approach her. The beautiful woman was already naked, and when she saw Lord Shiva coming towards her, she became extremely bashful. Thus she kept smiling, but she hid herself among the trees and did not stand in one place. His senses being agitated, victimized by lusty desires, Lord Shiva began to follow her just like a lusty elephant follows a she-elephant. After following him with great speed, Lord Shiva caught her by the braid of her hair and dragged her near him. Although she was unwilling, he embraced her with his arms. Being embraced by Lord Shiva like a female elephant embraced by a male, the woman whose hair was scattered swirled like a snake. O king, this woman with large, high hips was a woman of Yoga Maya presented by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She released herself some or other from the fond embrace of Lord Shiva's arms and ran away. As if harassed by an enemy in the form of lusty desires, Lord Shiva followed the path of Lord Vishnu, who acts very wonderfully when they're taking the form of Mohini. Purport. Lord Shiva cannot be victimized by Maya. Therefore, it is understood that Lord Shiva was thus being harassed by Lord Vishnu's internal potency. Lord Vishnu can perform many wonderful activities through his various potencies. Parasya Shakti Vividhaya Shruyate Svabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyatra. It says in Svetasvatara Upanishad. Supreme Lord has various potencies by which he can act very efficiently. To do anything expertly, he does not even need to contemplate. Since Lord Shiva was being harassed by the woman, it is to be understood that this was being done not by a woman, but by the Lord Vishnu himself. Krishna is all-powerful, as expressed in this verse in Svetasvatara Upanishad. Parasya Shakti Vividaya Shruyate. I read the whole verse. Natasya Kam Karanam Shavidyate Natat Samas Chavyarikas Chadrisyate Parasya Shakti Vividaya Shruyate Svabhaviki Jnana Balach Kriyatra. He does not possess bodily forms like that of an ordinary living entity. There is no difference between his body and his soul. He is absolute. All his senses are transcendental. Any of his senses can perform the action of any other sense. Therefore, no one is greater than him or equal to him. His potencies are multifarious, and thus his deeds are automatically performed as a natural sequence. So we see that there's no limit to Krishna. People believe, particularly in the Western world, that God is an old man with a beard. I have seen in Sofia a huge church, Russian Orthodox church, and there's a gigantic picture mosaic, you know, mosaic made of many, many stones. It's very old. And there's Krishna sitting with a long beard, with Jesus on his lap. And I thought, well, that's not Krishna. Krishna is, never has a beard. Nava yovanam cha. It is very clearly stated in scripture. Why should God be old? So I bought a postcard. I wanted to have that picture of Krishna with a beard, unusual. Looked like Advaita Acharya. And so then it said on the back that this artist who created this picture originally was a professor. I forgot the name in Bulgarian language, but his name was Professor Meat Eater. So Professor Meat Eater, of course, he cannot understand Krishna. There's no question about it, that as long as people are eating meat, and Professor Meat Eater obviously was a meat eater, it is impossible to understand Krishna. Because Krishna, Atasi Krishna Namadina Bhavet Graham Indriyai, by polluted senses, Krishna cannot be understood. He is beyond the senses, he's beyond the mind, he's beyond the intelligence, he's beyond the curtain of illusion, the curtain of Maya. He's transcendental. And as such, we cannot understand, okay, we cannot understand Lord Krishna directly with our eyes as they are. Only when the eyes are prepared, when the eyes are anointed with love, then we can understand Krishna. Otherwise, we cannot understand Krishna. He's too big. He's huge. At the same time, he's smaller than the smallest. He's in every atom. Andantarasto paramanu charantarastam. And his energies are spread like fire. Eka desha sitas yagyer jyotsna vistarani yataha parasya brahmanashaktis tatedam akilam jagat. Whatever we see in this world is but an expansion of the various energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's like fire that spreads illumination, although situated in one place. He's situated in one place, but he's spread everywhere. And somebody who is self-realized, kamvayum agnim salikam mahim cha jyotimsi sadvani disho drumadin sarit samudram sahare sariram yatkim chabutam pranamayat ananya. One who is self-realized, a devotee, doesn't see anything as being separate from the Supreme Lord, Krishna. He sees either air, fire, water, earth, the sun, and other luminaries, all living beings, the directions, trees, plants, the rivers, the oceans, whatever he experiences, he considers to be an expansion of Krishna. Thus seeing everything that exists within the creation of the body of the Supreme Lord, Hari, the devotee offers his sincere respects to the entire expansion of the Lord's body. It says in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Uddhava Gita, the Lord himself teaching us like this, that a devotee sees and should see nothing but being separate from Krishna. If he has a tendency, as everyone has in the material world, that he wants to be separate from Krishna, then he sees everything as being separated from Krishna. And as such, he is in Maya. He is in metta, bound by material mind, by material senses, by material body. And metta is a trouble to the soul. Therefore, when we say, what is a problem? We say, what is a matter? Because matter... yes. What is a matter? Because matter is a trouble for the soul. It's a troublesome state to be covered by matter. We're not supposed to be covered by matter. We are supposed to be a free spirit in the spiritual world. If you look at the French Revolution, they had these... how do you say, these goals. If you look at a French coin, it says égalité, fraternité, and liberté. Liberté. Liberty, freedom, égalité, equality, and fraternity means brotherhood. But there is no brotherhood unless people accept the Supreme Father. Unless I have the same father like you, how you're my brother. If you meet somebody who says, I have this, who's your father? And says, such and such. Oh, he's also my father. I didn't know. Well, if you have the same father, then we are brothers. So in the same way, brotherhood is only possible if there's one father, one God. And so, Aham Bija Pradapita, Krishna says, I'm the Pita of everyone. The Christians are praying, our Father, who's in heaven. Our Father, that means it's not just one son. That's illogical. They think there's only one son, the only begotten son. Our means there must be many. Ours, many. And Father, our Father, that's Krishna. They may not have a name, so if you don't have a name, we give it to you gladly, without pay. One time I had this argument that somebody, nice, sometimes you find quite pious people. On the Rainbow Gathering, there was a camp right next to us. They were Christians, and they sang every evening very beautifully. I used to go and sing with them, and I sang some of my songs, because they're non-sectarian, and they liked it, they cried. And so they would come over for taking prasadam. All young kids, you know, young, pious kids, not from the big cities, from the Midwest, you know, from smaller cities, more pious. And they were not drinking, they were not smoking. And so they used to come over and like our prasadam and listen to what we had to say. And so one time somebody came to me and said, but how is Krishna God? Why should Krishna be God? Why? And I said to him, let's discuss this very logically. You agree that God is unlimited, isn't it? He said, yes, God is unlimited, no doubt. I said, so he must have everything unlimited, is that true? He said, yes. So he must have all the qualities in perfection, unlimited qualities. He said, that's true, God is unlimited. He must have all qualities in perfection. And so I said, therefore, one who has all the qualities in perfection, he's able to attract everyone because we are all individuals. Everyone has a different taste. I like as a musician, in rock music, I like Eric Clapton. You may like Ginger Baker or somebody else, Steve Vai, fantastic guitar player, or you may have a taste for you like a particular movie actor because he looks beautiful or she looks beautiful. Or you may be attracted to guitar player or to the flute. Or you may be attracted to gardening. Or you may be attracted to philosophy. You don't care if the person is beautiful. Like this famous astrologian, what is his name, Steve Hawkins? He's not exactly beautiful. He's rather looks more like a frog. But people are attracted to him. One eye is looking this way, the other. When people are attracted to him, he cannot even speak. People are attracted to him because he's very eloquent as far as his research is concerned. So everybody is attracted to somebody, like somebody's attracted. Certainly in India, everybody's attracted to cricket. Everybody knows who's the top cricket player in this country. So one who's the best cricket player of all, the best flute player, the best musician, the best artist, if you look at nature, how beautiful nature is. If you leave this town, if you were to leave Bombay, if you would all leave Bombay now, whole population would leave Bombay for 1,000 years, and we would come back. It would be beautiful. Trees would grow out of every house. Birds, bear were running through the skyscrapers, whatever is left of the skyscrapers. Swans were pools would have been formed with water. All things would be gorgeous. Gorgeous. Trees everywhere. It would be jungle. Jungle. With deer grazing very beautifully right on the big broad lanes. And it would be a gorgeous place. Just leave it alone. God, heals everything. Just like if you have a scratch, what do you do? Don't do anything. It heals. The Lord heals. Automatically, you can't stop the healing. It's impossible. Unless you scratch, you cannot stop the healing of your body. That's why when you break your arm, you put your arm into cast. The cast doesn't heal a man. The cast is just so that it doesn't move. Leave it alone. It heals automatically. Your mind heals automatically if you leave it alone. That's why when we sleep, our mind heals. What happens when we sleep? Does anybody know what actually happens? How do we sleep? It is Krishna himself, the super soul, who withdraws all objects of meditation when a person sleeps. It's the super soul himself. He goes like this. And he takes everything away. That's the first step. So there's nothing more to think about, and you fall into a deep stage of kind of, how do you say, some neutral stage. And then Krishna takes personally the soul and draws the soul, this is all according to Vedanta Sutra, draws the soul into his effulgence. And as long as we sleep, we are actually resting in Krishna's effulgence like a baby is resting on the breast of the mother. And that's why when we wake up, we feel good. We feel happy. Because we actually rested in Krishna's effulgence. And then when Krishna wants us to wake up, he creates some object, some sound object, some sound, for example. He creates some objects to meditate upon. We hear something or we wake up. It is Krishna who is waking up. You cannot fall asleep without the super soul. Impossible. And so he puts to rest every living. You see a dog lying on the street. He's resting, that soul is resting in the effulgence of the super soul. I was made aware of this fact by Bhakti Bhava Maharaj. He sent me the references in Vedanta Sutra that nobody can sleep without Krishna. Nobody's heart will beat without Krishna. Nobody can think without Krishna. The scientists make their big philosophies, but in darkness, their theories are shining. In darkness, like fireflies. At night, the fireflies are very beautiful. You see the fireflies at night, click, 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 they make this like little helicopters, they're very beautiful. In darkness, their theories are shining like fireflies, bloom in the eve. And follow that glitter, they follow the glitter, they stumble, confused about what to believe. That is the position of the scientists. Confused about what to believe. They're confused. One scientist says this, another one says that, as it is stated in the famous verse in Mahabharata, one cannot be a Muni unless one disagrees with another Muni. So they all disagree. That's why originally there's one teaching, like for example, take Christianity, there was one man who taught. Simple, Sanatana Dharma. Jesus didn't invent his own religion, otherwise he would be Upper Sampradaya. He just spoke universal truth. And then he was gone, and confusion broke out. When the Acharya leaves, confusion broke out. And then somebody says, this means this. And somebody said, and I believe it is that. And so they split, and split, and split into so many different groups, bickering and arguing with each other. And jivasya jiva, jivasya jivu jivanam, the small fish is eaten by the big fish. Ultimately, the biggest fools survive with their theory. And although it is split in thousands of different sects, there are huge sects who are swallowing up the others. And but by the end of the day, it is all mundane. It is all mana dharma, and mana dharma has to be given. Any dharma, Krishna says, sarva dharman prijyaja mamikam saranam raja, turn to me, then only aham tvam sarva papibhyo, then aham tvam sarva papibhyo. Freedom from karma means that we have to leave all this behind, this dharma, that dharma, all this package this luggage. When we are born, we are immediately stuffed full of so much luggage. And we have to leave this behind. We have to leave Hinduism behind. We have taught so many, maybe have been taught in your village, Ganapati is a supreme being. Or you go to Manali. Manali is a Hidimba temple. Hidimba, we all know, was married by Bhima. Bhima? She was a Rakshasi. And so in Manali Valley, not only Manu is worshipped and Ram is worshipped, because Vashishta lived on the other side. There's Vashishta. You see the Ram deities, Lord Ram went there. You see Arjun rope. It's called Pandava rope, the place where the Pandavas lived, on top of Manali, you can see. And so there's a Manu temple, the only in India, because the Manu, Vaivashvata, Manu landed there with his boat and he tied the boat to a rock. The rock you can still see. And then there's a Hidimba temple. And because they think Hidimba is the supreme lord, the villagers. They told me, he's the supreme, there's God. And so they offer, in a full moon night, they offer so many goats and so many animals. There's an altar and there's some container in front, and they put the head there and chop heads one after another. And then I saw myself, I came the next day, we happened to be there, there's a little pipe coming out, and one man with a beard, his beard was full of blood. He offered me a glass. I said, "What is that?" "It was blood." He said, "That is Charanamrita." He said, "Well, I will not take that Charanamrita." He said, "Why?" He said, "I took already Charanamrita. I took Charanamrita in Ram temple. This is enough for me for today. Next time." So that's worship in the mode of darkness. People, this is God or that is God. People have so many ideas. What is God? These are human ideas. In the red, the American Indians, they say that God's name is Wanky Tanky. It's also God, the Supreme Spirit. And Wanky Tanky has a form of an eagle. He rises high, the Supreme Spirit, in the form of an eagle. It's still better in Christianity, they believe God in the form of a pigeon. The Spirit descends in the form of a pigeon. I prefer the eagle as a more noble animal than a pigeon. So people have so many conceptions. This is a spirit in the form of a pigeon, or the spirit in the form of an eagle, or Hidimba being God, or Manu being God, or Brahma being God, this being God, so many gods, this God, that God. But religion is made by God. Dharmanhi Sakshat Pranitan. Krishna is making religion. And from time to time, he has to come to smash irreligion. Yada yada hidharmasya glane bhavati bharatam abhyutamam adharmasya adharmasya abhyutamam adharmasya tadatmanasi jamyaham. He has to smash different types of irreligion which are based on a frivolous mind. Human mind is very frivolous. Therefore, one who doesn't accept shastra, yashastra vidim utsrija, vatati kama karata, and acts out of lust, out of imagination, lusty mind. Nasasidim, he cannot achieve perfection. Nasasidim, avapnuti, nasukam, he cannot achieve happiness. Naparam gatim, nor can he achieve the supreme destination. Knowledge is revealed. The way to receive knowledge is through revelation. Not by our senses, by the knowledge is revealed. Krishna is revealed to us. He reveals himself to a person who is fit the truth to be revealed to. So it is based on revelation, not on mental speculation. And therefore, Krishna is tricking the scientists. They come forward with so many theories and produce wonderful machines. Like yesterday, I heard Toyota was coming by, and then there was a Mercedes coming by, and Mercedes, I'm coming from Germany, not being biased, the Mercedes sounded better. Because in heaven, the mechanics are the Germans. No doubt about it. If there are mechanics in heaven, they are Germans. As much as in hell, the policemen are also Germans. No doubt about it. In heaven, the mechanics are the Germans are the mechanics, and in hell, the Germans are the policemen. So when it comes to making cars, they can make wonderful cars. Wonderful. It's so precise. But they cannot fly, these cars. They don't have wings all of a sudden coming out. They can fly. Krishna can do anything. He can create any machine, anything like this from his mind, within split seconds. Anything he wants, any yantra, he can produce. Just like a human yantra. Human body is a yantra. Yantra Rudhani Maya, created by Maya, under Krishna's direction. Wonderful machine. If you look at a human body, yesterday I was at a doctor and I saw a spine. In fact, last time I went to a doctor in Germany and I said to him, I looked at the spine, I said, do you think this all can happen by chance? Everything has to work. He said, yeah, this is totally based on chance. I said, Mike, you use your brain. He said, if you take your watch apart and you put all the parts in a box, how long do you have to shake till you have a watch again? He said, well, that wouldn't happen. I said, see, you can shake forever. You take a simple watch apart, put it in a box, you shake. How long do you have to shake till it will be a watch? Never. There are too many parts to fit together by information theory. It's called information theory. If there are too many informations, they cannot come back together by chance. So a human eye is made out of so many informations have to fit together to produce a human eye or any eye. It's not possible by chance. It's totally impossible. If you have 100,000 monkeys or million monkeys on typewriter trying to, and you say all to them in monkey language, type Hamlet, type Shakespeare's Hamlet. So by chance, some of the monkeys will be able to have one word, maybe, correct. One word. But not a whole Hamlet, which is created out of thousands of millions of words. It's impossible. By chance, to create Hamlet. Even if you have unlimited monkeys, they will not be able to create Hamlet. It's not possible because there are too many bits and pieces. Every letter has to be exactly in the sign, it needed Shakespeare to put Hamlet together. So in the same way, it needs a Krishna to put a human eye together. It needs a God to put a human body together. You can create a car like a Mercedes or like a Rolls Royce, but you cannot create a human eye. It's by information theory, impossible. Professor Thompson has used a supercomputer at Oxford University, and he has stated that, he wrote a book on information theory, that human eye is impossible to develop by itself because there are too many informations necessary. It is designed. Simply by mathematics, he was a mathematician. He said, simply by mathematics, it's impossible that something so complex can arise like a human eye. So if you go down on the amino acid level, if you actually go into the cell, it is amazing. There are little trucks who bring all these amino acids are created in little presses, you know, the stuff goes in there, and the press, every time it presses, it creates a different type of amino acid, a different shape. And then different trucks come and they put these together into chains of amino acids. They pick up, these parts are created, it's like a factory. They create these amino acids, everyone different, but sometimes this part, and this part has to fit into this, and that part has to fit into that, and it has to perfectly fit. And even so, in every cell, this is going on. It's awesome. Darwin didn't know that. Prabhupada said the only human who came from a monkey was Darwin himself. He had no idea what is going on in the cell. Now we can look into the cell. We can see how much more complex the mechanisms are at work. At his time, people had a rather primitive understanding of material nature, and therefore he came forward with a very primitive, you can't blame him, based on the knowledge that was available. It was a fairly primitive theory. But now we know even in the human cell, there's nothing possible by chance. It's just not possible. You look at a human cell, you come to the idea that this factory is going on under somebody's control. It's not possible otherwise. Every cell. It's not possible. So people have still follow this Darwin philosophy, which is dead, because people are slow. They're very, you know, their brain is full of dung, and like buffaloes. The buffalo is very slow. It's not like an elephant. Elephant has a very sophisticated brain. Elephant, on our Parayatra, there was a woman, and in near Chennai, and she came, and our elephant took her bamboos out of the garden. He grabbed over the fence. She had a bamboo bush. Elephants like that. He just grabbed the whole bush, including the roots, and he put his foot down and very expertly separated the leaves from the... And she became so angry that she took a hook, you know, a steel hook, and threw it into the elephant, you know, it was some hook or some fork or something. And the elephant, pained. You know, she just staked the elephant into the skin. You know, he went, he made this noise, you know. So 5 years later, the Parayatra came by this place. And the woman was standing in front of the house. And the elephant grabbed her by the trunk, put her on the ground, and smashed her skull. And he took her like this, and killed her. After 5 years, he could remember. He could remember that woman on that place. He had not forgotten. So they have great brains, elephants. They can remember. One of our devotees, I forgot his name, he's gone. He was very friendly with Gulab. When he would come from Calcutta after a year, when he come close to Mayapur, the elephant would go berserk. He could understand. When he was 5 miles away, he could understand. And everybody knows that such and such is arriving. 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later, it would come by car. Would go right to Gulab, and Gulab was standing. You know, so people have amazing brains, but the scientists, with their theories, they don't. And so it takes a long time for people to understand that a theory is dead. It's like a rhinoceros. If you kill a rhino, it will keep walking. It's dead already, but it will keep walking for 5 miles till it realizes that it is dead. Then it will fall. So in the same way, you have different theories, you have different... religions, philosophies, they're already dead, like rhinos, but it takes some time for them to realize that they died 2,000 years ago. They died when the founder left, practically speaking. It takes some time for all these theories and different ideas to come to an end. Srila Prabhupada used to say that while the truth is still putting its shoes on, the lie has gone 7 times around the planet. The lie travels very fast. The truth, you have to die first to become known to be a great philosopher, practically speaking. Goethe was not very known. Mozart was not very known. He was known to some people when he was living. And... during the living time, he died in poverty. He was maintained by one king. And one time, he came to this king. It was so perfect. If you look at Mozart's writings, his compositions, you never find a correction, which is unbelievable. He would write from the first line to the last composition, perfect. Perfect. No correction. Nobody has done this. You looked at other Brahms or Bach or anybody has corrections. Mozart didn't have a correction. He would just hear music and they would ask him, how do you do that? He said, I'm just a secretary. He said, I'm just correctly writing what I hear in my brain. So he heard the music that Krishna was making in his brain. Krishna gave him the music. And so he could write from the first note of the composition to the last. He was able, because he was just a secretary. And he died in poverty because he offended the king, the count. The count, he would sometimes treat him, just the Mozart was very famous, so he would come in and the count says, bow down. So Mozart turned around, lifted his tails, you know, they had these tails, and showed him his rear end. And so the king was very offended. You know, that instead of bowing down humbly, Mozart lifted up his tails. He had his tail and bowed down to the door and showed the king his rear end. That was not very fine way to greet the king. So the king stopped supporting him, and so Mozart died in poverty. He had no money. Ultimately, he was a poor man. He was not. We don't even know where his grave is. They had one coffin for poor people. This was a recycled coffin, and in this coffin was a door at one end. So they would go to a mass grave, and they lift up the coffin, and the body would fall out. Because there was a door, there was a flip door, you know, on one side of the coffin. You understand? Like this? There's a flip door here. So they just lift the coffin, and the dead body would just slip into the mass grave. So we don't even know where he lives. He was such a wonderful being, actually, such a wonderful creation of the Supreme Personality of God, like everybody is, actually. Everybody is a wonderful creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so he died in poverty. So Krishna has all these qualities, I explained to this Christian fellow, isn't it? God has all the qualities. Therefore, he is able to attract everyone. Do you agree? Whatever your attraction may be, he has it. Must be. He's the best. If you are attracted to flute playing, there's nobody who can play that instrument better than God. Yes or no? He said yes. So I said, so we agree that person who can attract everyone, the supreme attractive one who's able to attract everyone, that's God. He said yes. So now, do you know what that means in Sanskrit? He said no. He said Krishna. Krishna means the supreme attractive one. He said, therefore, chant Hare Krishna. Therefore, we call Krishna Krishna. It's just a generic name. It expresses his potency. He said, but what about Jehovah? I said, Jehovah means all-powerful one. Actually, it means one who has to be feared. Sorry. Adonai in Old Testament, in Torah, means the most beautiful one. Allah means the most powerful one. So all these names, if you are all attractive, you're also all-powerful. It's just one of your qualities. It's all-powerful. Buddha means most wise. So all these other names like Allah, Buddha, Adonai, they're resting in the name of Krishna. And therefore, Krishna is a super name. Because all the other names are resting. If you're all attractive, you're automatically Allah, you're automatically Buddha, you're automatically... You have all these qualities that these names are standing for. And therefore, Krishna is a super name. As Lord Brahma says, Ishvara Parama Krishna. He didn't say Ishvara Parama Allah. He said, Supreme Lord is Krishna. One time in our temple in Shermahorn, right next to it, there's some sort of a coffee shop or something, tea shop, and it's Muslim. They're all Muslim people go there. And they're kind of, the young kids are quite friendly with us, you know, kids, Abhiya kids. And so one time I talked with one of them, and I said, have you gone inside the temple? He said, oh, never. Can I go in the temple? I said, sure, I bring you. So I brought him into the temple, and he saw the deity, Radha Govinda. And he said, who is that? I said, that's Allah. And he was shocked. He ran out. He was shocked. He had never seen anything like it. He said, that's Allah. It's true. We know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, one Muslim was giving trouble to the devotees, and Allah came at night and beat him up. He beat him up, and Krishna came in the form of Allah and beat him up. So he was telling, I was beaten up by Allah last night. So Krishna can beat. Krishna can appear in every form. Like in our temple, in our Jagannath temple, in Mayapur, there is a story Janani Vas is telling, that one little Muslim kid came and tried to steal a nose ring from Subhadra, and Balaram took his hand and smashed him in the face. And he ran home, and he had all five fingers in his face. And he told his father, "This is Balaram beat me." So I was thinking, next time I go there, I try that. I want to be beaten by Balaram as well. I'll try that out. Actually, we don't. But so Krishna can appear in every form. He's all-powerful. He can do anything he wants. All of a sudden, although the deities just seem to have wooden arms, all of a sudden a hand comes out and you know, he hears 2,500 bells of Vrindavan. The other, he cannot hear because you hear a ring. This rings, you know. These are the bells of Vrindavan. One time, I spoke with a Buddhist, and he said, "Did you ever hear this? The sound of one hand clapping." It's a famous Buddhist saying. The sound of one hand clapping. And normally, you need two hands. And I said, "Yes, I heard it." I said, "How is that?" I said, "I can produce it." He said, "How do you do that?" I hit him. I said, "That's the sound of one hand clapping." It's very simple. I can do it. So the sound of one hand clapping is you just beat somebody on the ear. He's hearing a brilliant sound. It rings. It's the sound of one hand clapping. So Krishna can do anything he wants. He can appear in every shape. He can manipulate every situation. You cannot trick Krishna. Impossible. My father had a friend. He was a tantric. In Western countries, you have also tantrics. There was one tantric. He was a farmer. And you would go to him if you have any problem with your bones. He could reset a bone within seconds, and he would put butter on it. You had some sort of a bad joint, he would just put butter on it and pray, called the butter doctor. And he could do miracles. And at one stage, his grandfather, great-grandfather, they all did it. And one time he stopped and all his cows started to die. So he took up the business again. So this was a kind of tantric. Everybody went in our family if some bone structure was bad or some arthritis or so. And so this tantric, this fellow, he would come at New Year's night. Every night, night of the year, he would come. And he would, we would make lead liquid over a flame and put it into a spoon and throw the spoon. He would hold your hand and you throw the spoon into water. And then he would observe. And when I saw with my own eyes, my father threw a perfect skull, you know, skull, human skull, his eyes, everything. And the man said, "Willem, this year you're going to die." And my father died. He said, it's very clear, this year you're going to die. You know, there was another man, a neighbor, and he said, "George, in August, 23rd of August, whatever happens, don't leave the house. Whatever happens, don't leave the house. I can clearly see it from the constellation. August 23rd is a bad day for you, really bad." So the man made up his mind. My father reminded him, called him up the day before. "Remember, tomorrow is August the 23rd. Don't leave the house." The man said, "I will stay put. Nothing. Get me out of the house." So then he stayed all day in his house. All of a sudden, at 10 o'clock in the evening, somebody knocked at the door and said, "George, come out. Something very dangerous happened to your daughter. There's a telephone call." And he rushed out of the house, ran over the street. A car came and killed him. It's a true story. He was out of his mind. When he heard this, something happened to his daughter. He ran out to the telephone to the other side. He was killed. So Krishna can do anything, even if you sit tight. If you are meant to die, Rakhe Krishna, Mare, what is it? Mare Krishna, Rakhe Krishna. That's the one. If Krishna wants to kill you, then Krishna, nothing can save you. If Krishna wants to save you, nothing can, nobody can kill you. He can just take your mind at any time like this and go like this and put it back. He can make up everybody's mind, and he does actually. He makes up everybody's mind at every moment. Every time, God is the greatest musician. He goes, "Ada Kabadra," at every second, and is manipulating actually every living entity at every moment. Everybody's manipulated by God. And so we should turn to Krishna. We should turn to Krishna because he's most powerful. If we turn to Krishna, everything will be given to us. Yeyatamam prapadyate. He has all the qualities. He has all the powers, as we have seen in this verse. Parasya shakti devivaraya shruyate. Whatever we need, we can find it in Krishna. Therefore, if you seek, you will find. If you knock at the doors, those doors will be opened. If you ask, it will be given to you. Like when I was a little boy, I saw many ghosts. They would come every night. My sons also, when they were small, they could see ghosts. One time we went from Vrindavan to Mayapur in our bus, not Vrindavan to Jaipur. All of a sudden, both kids in the belt said, "But Vita, you see all these ghosts there?" I said, "I don't see anything." "No, there are hundreds of ghosts there." And then we drove around the corner and there was a bus burning. You know, a bus burning, and so many people died. My kids could see the ghosts before we even came to the point. You know, the kids sometimes, and when I was a kid, I saw so many ghosts. Sometimes they would look at the side of the door, they knock the door open. Then I would hide every night under my bed, under my bedding, breathing through a hole. They lift up the bed like this. So I prayed to God, "Please relieve me from this phenomenon." And it happened. It happened. I became relieved from the phenomena. Krishna can do anything. By the power of Krishna, we can do anything. And so, if we do not turn to Krishna, we are automatically mesmerized by Krishna's energy. And if we are mesmerized by Krishna's energy, then automatically we will do so many sinful activities. It's impossible. Not to sin in the material world is impossible, unless we are under Krishna's protection. It's very clearly stated that we can retract our senses from sense enjoyment. The taste will remain, but seizing such a rasavaram rajam raso pyasya rajam. What is it? Param drishvani vatate. What is the first line? Rasam vajo. Raso pyasya param drishvani vatate. With Krishna we can do everything. And otherwise, we just commit sinful activities. And whatever we do, Krishna sees it. Sometimes people say there is no witness. Krishna sees everything. The more we take, the less we can give in the material world. Krishna sees. And the more we give in the material world to Krishna, the more we get. That is the law of the universe. People take. And therefore, you see rich people sometimes, they have a hard time of giving. The most greedy people on the planet, the richest people, the world is in the hand of just a very small section. The wealth of the world is in the hands of a very small section of the people of the world. Vastly rich, and they cannot give. Very rarely somebody who becomes a well-wisher, when they die, they give. But up to the point of death, they enjoy their properties. Like for example, the United States is only 200 million people using 65% of the resources of the entire planet. Think about that. In the last 30 years, we have used up one-third of the resources of the entire planet in 30 years. What's left for the next 30 years? Do the math. And it's due to America, especially the American way of life, which everybody is imitating all over the world. So it's based on taking. Basically speaking, there are two types of living beings. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the divine, the suras, and the asuras. And the suras, they give. They give us. And the asuras are takers. They're suckers. And practically speaking, at every second, another sucker is born on this planet. They take. So the more you take, the less you can give. And the more you give, the more you get. That is a fact. And therefore, devotional service, the activities of the suras, is based on service. They give. The more we give to Krishna, the more we get Krishna. And people don't think like this. They don't think of their next life. This life they are rich. Next life they will be poor. Where do all the poor people come from? Begging on the street, knocking at the window when you drive through Bombay. Why are they so poor? These are the rich people from their last life. Make no mistakes, they were very rich. In this life they run around in rags and selling windscreens or something, you know, or flowers or something stupid on the roads, or knock at your the window and say, "Saab, Saab," and they see me. You know, they were vastly rich people in their last life and living in slums, in poverty. So people forget this. And there's a song I want to sing to you which makes this very clear, and this will end our lecture for today. Very nice lyrics again. The more things you take, the less you have to give. The more hearts you break, the less you want to live. And every cruel deed will follow you for years, an unremembered seed that grows up into tears. And the night will not forget you or conceal a hidden sin. The evil that you do is witnessed from within. Is it worth the price you pay for a fleeting moment's gain, which in another day will only give you pain? Are you wandering across this earth with no thoughts of time to come? Have you thought of your next birth and all the things you've done? And the night will not forget you or conceal a hidden sin. The evil that you do is witnessed from within. Are you wandering across this earth with no thoughts of time to come? Have you thought of your next birth and all the things you've done? Because the more things you take, the less you have to give. The more hearts you break, the less you want to live. And every cruel deed will follow you for years, an unremembered seed that grows up into tears. And the night will not forget or conceal a hidden sin. The evil that you do is witnessed from within. Are you wandering across this earth with no thoughts of time to come? Have you thought of your next birth and all the things you've done? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Are you wandering across this world with no thoughts of time to come? Have you thought of your next birth and all the things you've done? Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Go Premananda Hari Bol! Now, do you have any questions? It's always fun to lecture here. You have any questions? Huh? What was that? Oh, that was this one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. No, no, that was not the verse. That was not the one. Was not. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nitya Gaura, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Holiness Radhanath Maharaj ki jai, Gaur Premananda. Thank you very much.